come alive, come alive in my body. Dream, come alive, come alive in my body.
Hello, hello, this is Molly Patrick from Clean Food Dirty Girl, and you are listening to episode 7 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. All right, so check it out. I got a new mic, and when the mic arrived, Luann, my wife and co-founder of Clean Food Dirty Girl, was setting it up for me because she's all the techie part of this whole deal. So she was like testing it and downloading the software and setting up the configuration. And I thought, well, while we're doing this, we needed to do some tests. And so I said, hey, why don't we just go on here, and while we're testing the new mic, why don't we just record an episode of the podcast, the two of us? And if you know Luann, you know that she is very outgoing in person. She can have a conversation with anybody. She is really social. She makes friends really easily. She's the exact opposite of me in that sense. I am much more socially awkward and strange. But here's the thing. When it comes to being on camera or recording or doing kind of talks or whatever, like, I'm generally fine with it, and I have no problem. And she hates it. She finds it really hard to record her voice or to be on camera or to be presenting something. So I thought that she was going to just tell me to fuck off, and she didn't. She was like, all right, what do you want to talk about? And I was like, oh, don't worry. Like, I'll just take my lead. I'll just ask you questions. And so she still didn't really know if I was serious or not, or if this was going to go on the podcast or not. But I was like, yeah, why not? We'll just have a conversation. So this is the intro to that conversation. And she was great at it. I think that she's hilarious. She makes me laugh all the time. And it was funny because in 2018, we had a retreat in Hawaii, and it was the first time we had ever done that and only time we've ever done that. And the people who came to the retreat, you guys know who you are. They were really surprised how social and how approachable and how friendly Luann was. And I think that some people at the retreat were surprised that I was more shy and kind of guarded a little bit. And they're like, whoa, we expected the opposite from you guys. Maybe I'm just making that up. I don't know. Maybe that's just a story that I made up. Who knows? But the fact is, she's very likable. And we have a very sweet relationship and a really funny relationship because we're really good friends, and we were really good friends from the start, and we love to laugh, and we do not take ourselves seriously at all. I swear, we're like, she's 10 and I'm maybe like 13, but we're both really juvenile and it works and it's good. And so we talked about, she went on a trip to Seattle, and she had porridge, the hippie porridge that I make, or the cold breakfast porridge that's on the blog that I'm always talking about. And so I asked her some questions, and I think that, I don't know, I liked the talk and I thought it was definitely worth putting up on the podcast. So I hope that you enjoy this little cameo from Luann. Do enjoy it. I'm sure it'll be the last one, because she wasn't a fan. And she's just not going to probably humor me again. So enjoy this one. See you on the other side. Hey there, this is Molly Patrick and
Luann Teo.
Luann Teo from Clean Food Dirty Girl. What? So I have a guest today because she was really excited to come on, and she was like, you know, can I please be on one of your podcast episodes? Please, I really want to debut.
What the fuck? I didn't say that.
No, she really didn't, actually. I'm making her do this because we're testing some things, and I thought, you know what? I think that people would really like to hear from you. So
she's here, and she very rarely makes an appearance. So thank you so much, Luann Teo.
Why are you addressing me by my first and last name?
I think I don't know, but I have a question for you, Luann Teo.
Oh my god! Okay.
What is the weirdest thing I've ever fed you? There's so much.
No, weirdest thing. I was like,
is it the kale in the porridge that I did recently?
No, that's actually really nice. I don't know if you've ever fed me anything that I consider weird.
Really?
No. I mean, unusual ingredients, but I don't think they're weird.
Okay, so unusual. Let me rephrase. Unusual.
Nothing is coming to mind, but it's probably some bean type thing.
Yeah, because you don't really like beans.
No.
So can you tell me if you were surprised that the kale that I put in our breakfast porridge was, was that surprising to you that you liked that?
I didn't even notice there was kale in it.
Yeah. You can't even tell, right?
No.
Can you tell that there's lentils in it?
Yes, because I know that there are lentils in it. It's a fact.
But if you didn't know there were lentils in it, would you know that there are lentils in it?
If I didn't know, how would I know?
This
is a very strange line of questioning.
Because you could taste them. Like if I just gave you a bowl of porridge, mm-hmm. would you think that there were lentils, buckwheat, steel cut oats, millet, kale?
No, I wouldn't be able to pick them out like that. No.
Yeah.
I would just imagine it's some kind of grain, like a main category, but not such a detail.
Yeah, and do you...
Individual grains, no.
Yeah, and do you like it?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay, so I bring this up because Luann is someone who... I'm just shocked that she eats this every morning, and we've legit been eating this every morning for going on 2 years. And I thought that for sure she would get sick of this. Well, I was surprised when she ate it and requested it again. But I thought that she would get sick of it within a week, and she has yet to get sick of it. In fact, can I tell them the story about when you went to Seattle?
Sure.
Okay, do you want to tell the story?
I made my own. I made my own grains and porridge in the morning.
Did you really make your own, or did you have a little help?
No, I made it myself.
You didn't have any help packing it?
Oh, yeah. You packed it for me with instructions.
Yeah.
Like I'm five.
Yeah. Okay, so what happened was she was going to Seattle and I wasn't going. And she was nervous about not having her porridge because, truthfully, it's really good for shitting.
For number two.
For number two. For pooping.
Who the
for doing the potty business. It's very good. And she also just really loves the taste, and it's very, she's just gotten used to it. And so she was going to Seattle, and she was a little nervous about not having that because I'm the one that always makes it. And so she was going to be staying at an Airbnb that had a kitchen and that she could make stuff with. And so I asked her if she wanted some, and to my surprise, she said yes. And so I put together a little porridge kit for her, and I put millet, steel cut oats, lentils, and I think quinoa in a little Ziploc. And then I put instructions for her to soak it overnight and then to make it the next day. So did you find that to be easy?
Very easy. I mean, if I can do it, seriously, anyone can. So what you do is you take the grains, pour it out of the bag, and then you soak it with water and cover the grains, leave it overnight, 2 ounces of water in the morning.
2 ounces?
I don't know. Is it 2 ounces?
2 ounces? Good God.
But you know what I mean, that thing.
It's a cup. 2 cups.
2 cups? Yes. So you put 2 cups of water in over the pot with the lentils, and then you just
boil. What do you
do
with the soaking water?
We pour it out.
Okay, so you pour it out the soaking water.
Yep. Okay, as best you can, if you don't have a sieve.
Which you didn't have a sieve, right?
I don't believe so. So I put a plate over it.
Okay.
And then I kind of slowly poured it out and then make sure that the grains don't all fall out. 1 or 2 will come out, but that's okay.
2 specifically, did you count?
A few.
Like 3?
Maybe.
Okay.
And then I put 2 cups of water in it, and then I just left it there, and then boiled it for like maybe I want to say 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you had the instructions right because I wrote them on the little label that I taped to the bag. Yeah. And so it came out good?
Yes. I ate it for like, I think it lasted me maybe 4 or 5 days.
Yeah. And when you got to Seattle, did you just go to a health food store and pick up some soy milk and some fruit? Like how did you decide on that?
Well, just take a lift to Whole Foods. I mean, how do you decide on what my mode of transportation?
How you actually got there. How did you decide on the fruit or like what to put in your board? Not like how did you actually get to Whole Foods?
Well, the questioning wasn't clear.
Okay.
So I just picked up like, you know how they have like pre-cut fruits like in a container that has like strawberries, maybe honeydew, rock melon.
Wait, you put melon in your porridge?
Yeah, I put rock melon in it.
You just put pre-cut melon in your porridge?
Yeah. I cut it up smaller and then I put it in.
Wow, I wouldn't have thought to put melon in my porridge. Was it good?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that
it
part.
It had strawberries, blueberries, some melon thingy, and then soy milk. That's it.
Yeah. Did you put raisins?
No, I didn't have any raisins.
You didn't get raisins at Whole Foods? They're your favorite.
I put bananas.
Oh, so you put bananas too?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you tell me a little bit, because I think it's important for people to hear your perspective on this, because you are somebody who wasn't used to eating whole food plant-based your whole life. Even though you did come from a culture that there was a lot of whole foods, right, growing up.
Yes, whole foods and fresh food, but not specifically plant-based.
Yeah, a lot of veggies, a lot of fruits, a lot of grains.
Veggies, not raw veggies.
Yeah. Well, I learned the hard way, right, not to eat raw salad in Southeast Asia.
If you come from the equatorial belt or anywhere where it's just hot, you never eat raw veggies.
You mean if you go to, not if you come from.
If you go to or you come from, you just know.
Oh, yeah. It's just like you know that.
It's a thing that everyone just knows. You cook your veggies because of all kinds of
bacteria.
Yeah,
I got really bad food poisoning in Thailand one time, and I wrote a blog post about this, but we were visiting Thailand for the first time together, and we had only been dating not very long, and I...
Probably a year, I'd say.
A year? Yeah, was it a year?
I think it was a year.
I still wasn't, like, fully comfortable, like, farting and, like, making loud pooping noises in front of you. I know that. So maybe it was a year, but I just wasn't super comfortable with that still.
Yeah, it was a year.
Okay, so...
Well, and it was the first trip to Asia. Before that, we had gone to Ireland, and that was different.
Yeah, so we were in Thailand, and I was really wanting a salad, because I was used to eating salads, and I think that you warned me against it, and I was like, yeah, it's fine. So we were at our hotel, and I ordered a salad, and then I got so sick with food poisoning. I was in our little, it wasn't even that little, but it was a smallish hotel room. And I remember just shutting the door and I was thinking, shit, she's just going to hear this. I can't make this process quiet because it's not going to be quiet.
13 years later, I'm still here. So,
Yeah, but it was a horror. I had such bad diarrhea that whole time. Remember how I lost all that weight and then went to the floating market and then went on that little boat, and then every time the boat sped up, I felt like I was gonna shit in the boat. And then I was thinking about how I was gonna dispose of my good shorts that I brought with me, because I knew I was gonna poop my pants.
Almost. Well, here's a tip, right? There's a reason why people say when in Rome, do as the Romans, right? Or eat as the Romans.
Yeah,
I don't eat raw veggies in the equatorial belt.
Well, why do they even have a salad then? That's dumb.
Because it's to cater to tourists.
Yeah, making tourists sick because they don't know any better.
Well, there's the food sanitation situation. It's not regulated, you know, so it's kind of hard when you...
But it's also very hot, and there's not as much, like, refrigeration.
Yes.
And it's not...
There's that, too. Yeah.
I mean, it's
not that.
And that's why it's just always safer to eat cooked veggies.
Cooked everything.
And whenever I've eaten local food, I've never had a problem.
Yeah.
It's just when I've eaten basically Western food from hotels we've gone traveling.
Even with at the side of the road, what do you call that, like hawker stalls and stuff, it's fine if it's cooked.
Yeah. Because then they'll cook off all the bacteria that will make you sick. So my point, I don't even know how we started that, but my point was, even though you did grow up with fresh veggies and grains and stuff like that, you weren't somebody who would really be used to eating lentils and quinoa for breakfast before you met me, yeah.
I mean, lentils and stuff, yeah, it's very common in Indian food, but, yes, but I not wouldn't in the say way that it's a breakfast-style cold cereal with fruit, no. Definitely not. It's very far from it. It's probably in like a lentil curry, I'd say.
And then you would eat that for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you eat curry for breakfast mm-hmm. in Malaysia a yeah. lot. That's what, yeah.
That's normal.
That's normal. So yes, you would eat lentils for breakfast, but not in this application.
Yeah.
In like a cold cereal with fruit and milk.
Definitely not.
Okay. So anyways, when you went to Seattle and you made your own, was there a sense of satisfaction or empowerment or a feeling really good that you cook this for yourself and then you could go out with your, because I know that you went out with your friend and did a lot of walking and sightseeing and feeling really fueled during the day until lunch. Like, can you just speak to that a little bit?
I felt really energized. And I think I walked like 22 to 30,000 steps because I wore my watch that could count
yeah
my steps. And it was like 20, 30,000 steps and it was nothing. Felt like just did that, and I just felt super proud of myself because I actually made something for myself that was super healthy, and then it was like so easy and effortless, and I felt I had so much energy. So yeah. I just walked all day nonstop.
Yeah, yeah, so much different, right, than if you eat a breakfast that has, I don't know, that's a really heavy breakfast that's really greasy or oily or whatever.
Definitely. It was like a routine that had my porridge, and it will go downstairs for a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So fueled by porridge and coffee, and it was like, and it was walk, walk, walk till like lunch. Yeah. So that's a good, like, I'd say at least four hours of walking.
And then you could, yeah, so you didn't eat until lunchtime mm-hmm. 4 hours later. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really good because especially when you travel, you just never know quite, you know, if you can have that really hearty, really delicious breakfast to know that you are going to have and to count on, mm-hmm. then you know that, okay, even if you did eat like a really, I don't know, not healthy lunch, at least you know for breakfast you had something really, really healthy. That's how I think about it anyways.
Plus my friend didn't eat breakfast, so I knew it was on my own. So I had to make something nutritious and that would give me a lot of energy. I don't know how she doesn't eat breakfast, but that's just her, so that's fine.
Yeah.
To each her own or his own, so.
Or their
own. Or their own. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just need a big, big breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that too. So, well, thank you for sharing a little bit about your experience. Would you like to share anything else with our fine audience? Anything about me you want to tell me or
part say? The fact that you're fucking fabulous.
Well, like, obviously that. But that, you can say that again. I don't mind. It's the first time she's ever said that, by the way. She's usually telling me how much I suck. No, just kidding.
I don't know. Nothing's coming to mind. I don't think I'm very natural being put on the spot like that.
Well, I was going to ask, do you enjoy being on this podcast with me? You can be honest.
I wouldn't use the word enjoy, to be honest.
What word would you use?
I don't know. It's just like...
Terrified.
I'm not terrified. Awkward. It's just, yeah.
Nervous.
Not nervous.
It's unsure.
Just, yeah, a bit weird.
Yeah.
But, okay. Enjoy is definitely not a word I would use. No. Well, a root canal might be
another. Wow, worse than a root canal? Oh my god. Worse than a root canal.
But I wouldn't use the word enjoy though. I think mainly this is pure entertainment value.
Wow. Well, I really, seeing as how much you've hated this, I really feel privileged for being able to share this space with you today. Thank you for sharing with the Dirties. You know that the Dirties love to, like, have a little cameo from you, right?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that.
Yay.
And I hope I recorded it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's going.
But why is it, like, doesn't
that it always does that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. Okay, should I stop it now?
Well, we have to say goodbye.
Oh, okay. Goodbye.
Well, hold on. We have to say goodbye. We have to do something like this. So we've really, yeah.
What? Sing Kumbaya or something.
Sing Kumbaya? No. Kumbaya. No, I wasn't planning on singing Kumbaya, but I was planning on saying, thank you for listening to this podcast, and go eat some porridge. Go find some porridge. No, don't find, like, you'll find the recipe on the blog, and then you'll make it. You won't just find it, unless you're Luann and it happens to show up in your suitcase, because your wife so lovingly packed it in a Ziploc bag with love and instructions. But try, if you haven't tried the porridge, go to the blog. We'll put the link in the show notes and just try it. And when you travel, it's a really good little hack to just make a little kit and put it in your suitcase. And that way, if you're in a place that you can, you know, you have a stove, you can make a batch and just eat that wherever you are. And I for sure plan on doing that the next time I travel as well. So anyways, I hope you all have a wonderful, beautiful day or evening or morning, whenever you're listening to this. And we will talk to you again soon. And when I say we, I probably mean I, because Luann might not ever do this again. Is that safe to say?
Okay, bye.
Oh, God. Fine. Bye. So much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection, because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you again soon. My body, dream, come alive in my body.